Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tom Papert knocked it out of the park co-hosting or filling in for Owen Schroyer's show in the War Room, breaking down Bill Gates. Here's part of it.
Back to the War Room. We are now in the third hour of the broadcast. The crew is getting way too into the Emperor Palpatine thing. I've been christened by Alex Jones, and now I guess I am a Sith Lord. You know, the irony is I'm not even big into Star Wars. But Alex Jones will be here in just a few minutes, potentially any second now. I've just been informed in the break that apparently Bill and Melinda Gates, this was widely expected by body language experts who say they look at all the videos of them on top of each other, and they say that it seems incredibly forced, incredibly fake. And so one must wonder exactly how long has this marriage been political? Again, they have the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation together. You do have to wonder, have they liked each other in the past 20 years? Did they ever like each other? Is it an Amazon situation where she's married to the money and that just happens to mean that she has to shill for vaccines and circumcising Africans to prevent them from having kids? Is it just I want the money, so therefore I have to be married to this evil little psychotic gremlin demon monster who goes around lecturing the American people about how to live their lives? You do have to wonder. And the most remarkable thing about Bill Gates is that, of course, he was reviled. He was one of the most hated public figures in the United States in the 1990s. He was perceived as a scammer. You know, the big joke was he gives you a computer and then he programs a virus, so you have to buy his antivirus software. And, of course, some people have made the same allusion to what's happening with the COVID-19 scamdemic, which more and more people are saying came from a Chinese lab. And the only thing I can say is, couldn't they come up with something a little more scary? But then in the early 2000s, Bill Gates, all of a sudden, every globalist media outlet in the country started rehabbing his reputation. And he gave a bunch of money to charity. Then he started the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and gave even more money to his own foundation. And suddenly this guy, who is one of the most hated tech entrepreneurs, tech wizards in Silicon Valley and in the country, all of a sudden he became a wonderful human being who we should all worship and idolize, and we should give him deference. And he knows what's best for us. You see, Bill Gates has it all figured out. This creepy little psychotic gremlin. He knows how to live. He knows how to organize society, and you don't. You're just a little peon compared to this man. And it was just weird thinking back about how this guy's public persona got revved up to 11 in the early 2000s, only so now, with the COVID-19 scamdemic, he could take his rightful place as the propagandist, the chief propagandist for the vaccine and for the lockdown and everything else. And so, again, if you're just tuning in, we've got the article up at National File. I'm sure it's up at InfoWars as well. Everybody has it. Bill and Melinda Gates, the billionaire couple who have used their fortune to push a globalist agenda, have announced they are set to divorce after 27 years of marriage. They met at Microsoft 27 years ago, started the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in the year 2000, and have been pushing vaccines, pushing all kinds of insanity. There's Bill Gates rocking like a sociopath as he claims, and of course, look who else he looks like, and he claims that he doesn't know what the English language means. I mean, this guy, they brought him up and he had to testify before Congress for antitrust violations. That was 20 years ago. And now the media adores him. He is their favorite human being. There he is dancing, I believe, to some classic rock song, trying to look normal, desperately trying not to look like the little psychotic gremlin demon monkey he is. So don't go away. We will have Alex Jones very, very soon to give his reactions to the stunning announcement that he and his political wife are ending it, ending their marriage after 27 years of pushing vaccines together. What will they do? What will the media do without America's favorite couple? You know, I think that more airtime was devoted to Melinda Gates in 2020 than Melania Trump, the First Lady of the United States. There is Alex Jones in studio. We'll be right back with his reaction on the other side. Don't go away. You are watching The War Room. I'm Tom Papert, about to be joined by the one and only Alex Jones.
Okay, so I thought that was a good little five-minute rant he did at the start of the third hour yesterday, filling in for Owen Schroyer, who is back today. But I tell you, Papert gives myself and Owen a run for the money. He is a smart cookie. Last week, I had a caller to my radio/TV transmission, and he said to me, Alex, there's all these facts and all these numbers and vaccines being recalled and people dying from it and people getting sick. How do I reach out to my friends and family and explain to them and to warn them about the danger? And I said to him something very profound, because it's so true. Trust your gut, trust your spirit. What the Bible tells us. And I said, ask those friends, those family, those neighbors, do you feel good about this vaccine? And his answer was, no, they don't feel good about it. So go with your gut. Well, let me ask you again. How's your gut feel about getting storable food? How's your gut feel about getting down the countryside? How's your gut feel about getting guns and ammo to protect yourself? Well, I know what your gut's telling you. We have the best storable food, the highest quality, at the lowest prices you're going to find. 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now, or PrepareWithAlex.com. Go with your gut and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
If a listener can find it, send it to showtips at InfoWars.com, because I can't, the crew can't. Because used to Google was so good, even stuff 10 years old, 15 years old would come up. Now they just put their propaganda, no matter what the subject is, on top. It's worthless. DuckDuckGo works decent, but the big establishment sites and news sites flood everything with really corrupt level machine learning search engine optimization, where their propaganda is in full bloom. You got to dig to find the truth now. But I remember it was in the ABC News of Australia, and my memory's pretty good. I'm eating a Reuben sandwich during the break, got a piece up my mouth. Sorry. Driving me crazy. Sorry, I'm back here. Alex Jones Show. And it was a major vaccine company, and there was an anti-vaxxer doctor that was exposing SIDS, sudden death infant syndrome, because the Australian courts found that, yeah, SIDS was kids dying from vaccines. And then they would just say, oh, they must have suffocated, when babies have always slept on their faces. That's their favorite way to sleep, balled up like a little bug. And so it came out in Australian court, so they were really pissed about this, and they said in a leaked email that came out via a lawsuit, we ought to just kill this doctor. They said we ought to neutralize him. And they emailed back, and they said, what do you mean? Well, I mean kill him. So these big pharma companies are the most ruthless scumbags ever. It's like Frank Luntz, who I guess is roommates with those kind of Republicans. Most Republicans at that level or the type of grown men that live together. I mean, nothing against the fact that they obviously love each other a lot, are good friends. That's why Kevin McCarthy, I mean, look, John Boehner, Boehner, Kevin McCarthy, they're all neocon globalists bought and paid for. They got put into House leadership because they're compromised. Okay? And so the fact that Frank Luntz is a weirdo pervert obsessed with Bill Clinton's furniture that he had sex with women on. He has it in his bedroom. He gives tours that, look, Bill Clinton used to sit on this, and here's Bill Clinton's cigar box that he had Monica Lewinsky with. I mean, it's really gross. So that's the type of weirdo perverts we're dealing with. And that's a whole separate issue that they're roommates, okay? And if they share a marital bed, I mean, that's legal in D.C. They should get married. But look, no, I'm not saying they're Marco Rubio at bubble parties. That's a joke, okay? The point is that the issue here is that he lobbied to demonize those dying from OxyContin and said that this is not an issue of addiction, it's an issue of abuse. When the company that he worked for designed OxyContin to addict people, and then they had a drug later they were going to give them to get them off the addiction. And you know what OxyContin did to Rush Limbaugh? And it killed probably millions of people, they estimate. So that's the type of scum we're talking about with Big Pharma. And they're all just weirdos, ladies and gentlemen. If you think I'm joking, I was not joking about Frank Luntz having a model of the Oval Office at his house, and then the Lincoln bedroom is next door to it, where he has his business meetings, and he's bragging, look, this is the couch that Bill Clinton had, and this is his cigar case. Oh, he touched this. Ooh. And then you learn Kevin McCarthy rents a room from him at his house. Ooh, ooh. Look at Frank Luntz. He looks like Brian Stelter. I mean, look, I'm not saying Frank Luntz is a pedophile, okay? I'm just saying if I was going to cast somebody for a Hollywood movie of, say, guys that kidnap kids, if I was going to make a movie about Penn State and about Sandusky and his assistants, I would hire Frank Luntz and I would hire Brian Stelter to play the part of child kidnappers. I mean, I'm just saying that's my choice as a director. I think they look very believably scary. I think James Carville looks like a pedophile. I'm not saying James Carville is a pedophile. I am saying that I would also hire one of the Podesta brothers, the one that was in the 2007 Wall Street Journal, saying that he loves little children and that has all these, quote, avant-garde, rebellious paintings of small children tied up, being raped. And he has a film studio that he screens, basically said illegal films in. And the Washington Post had a big spread on how wonderful it is. Because it was just for D.C., though, just for the D.C. paper. Yeah, there's the children in the dungeons. It's like little Anderson Cooper. It turns out he's actually got dungeon showers and all the rest of it down at the bottom. So I'm just saying, if I was going to cast people to play the part of pedophiles, I would... I don't know, maybe vampires that eat children. But see, we don't need to talk about fiction. Oh, we got plenty of the real stuff coming up here in just a moment. But I digress. Why do I mention that before I hit this economic news? Well, the reason I hit this is, overhead shot, please. This is Mercola.com. It's also posted on Infowars.com in the live show feed area. I suggest you go read it. Because I'm not joking. It's the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation spokespersons saying we want to use the military and CIA in counterterrorism, and we need to arrest all these people, and we need to do more and frustrate them like they are a foreign enemy. So in all these other countries, they've banned the Pfizer shot and the Moderna shot in India and China and areas of Europe and the AstraZeneca, and they had to pull one of the main vaccines in Australia because it was giving people false positives for HIV because it was the attenuated virus, and that is part HIV. It's a welded, gain-of-function virus that we know Fauci cooked up at the lab. But the part I forgot about this is they say in here, anyone saying it came out of Wuhan, period, not just that it leaked or they did it on purpose, which is what even the former director Redfield of the CDC says, should also be arrested or, it says, neutralized by the Pentagon. Wow. But see, that shows how far out they are. They've already lost the fight. Everybody got neighbors that got died or got sick from the vaccine. Everybody knows somebody. Everybody got locked out of the nursing home, and then they heard about people dying in there. People now know, when I still wear a mask, I thought I'd be set free once I took the shot. People are really upset. And so the truth is catching up to the lie now. But that's actually in this report. From the well-organized attack partnerships have formed that Dr. McCullough, who I'm going to get on as soon as I can, breaks down, and they say in here, anyone that says there's any adverse reactions, which they admit has gone on, anyone that says it came out of a lab, anyone that says that is an extremist who must be put on a watch and must be dealt with as an extremist, and that we need to dismantle them and interdict them and stop them. And it talks about using the Pentagon and the CIA. You got to go read this for yourself. But, of course, it's for the public good, ladies and gentlemen. So I suggest, here's the really bad parts. Target counter messaging from the global health community. Move to dismantle anti-vaccine groups in the U.S. via the United Nations federal agencies. Efforts must be made in the realm of cybersecurity, law enforcement, public education, and international relations. A high-level interagency task force reporting to the U.N. Secretary General could assess the full impact of anti-vaccine aggression and propose tough, balanced measures. The task force would include experts who have tackled complex global threats such as terrorism, cyber attacks, and nuclear armaments. Because anti-science is now approaching similar levels of peril, it is becoming increasingly clear that advancing immunization requires a counteroffensive. And they say right here, do not talk about vitamin D or C. You're a terrorist. You don't need those. It says, don't talk about alternative treatments, and don't talk about COVID-19 being an engineered virus with gain of function, which everybody admits. Nope, that's terrorism too. Even though now it's all admitted, they still don't care. They go, we'll send in the troops. Well, then send them, and the troops can take the shots and die too. Burn in hell. Burn in hell, demons. I got the economic collapse news coming up for you. We'll tell you how that's all going to go down. Anyways.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Preparations myself. You know, there's been a lot of major inflation going on with currencies for a long time, and major governments have been able to hide that by making sure that most of the money didn't actually get into the general public's hands, where it would then cause increased inflation. And so you've seen inflation in yachts and in watches and in real estate and in things that the richer part of the world are making money out of. You've seen huge increases in stock markets. You've seen rigged bond markets. You've seen central banks buying their own debt at levels, if the chickens come home to roost, that will look like Weimar Republic, Germany, and then approaching down the road, Zimbabwe inflation, where it costs $1 billion for a slice of bread and $10 billion for a loaf of bread. And it's all who has the biggest military. It's all who can manipulate everything that ends up surviving. All the major governments have been in a race to devalue their currencies. The euro's been devalued. The Chinese currency's been devalued. The Japanese currency's been devalued. Our currency's been devalued. But now real cracks in the facade are coming in because of Trump, when they had the shutdown, the lockdown, saying, okay, get money in people's hands and keep the economy going. The answer was, don't have the lockdown, don't have the shutdown, don't go along with it. But Trump went along with at least part of it until he figured it out. And then the chain reaction of paying people, and this is the key, to not work with more money in the supply means people were buying more things, but there were less things. And so if that didn't cause inflation on its own because they were overprinting money, the fact that there's scarcity always makes prices go up as just a function of supply and demand. So you add those two factors together, and so many people, I've got a great crew, but I had some people never wanted to come back to work after the shutdown. They never came back. And I know a lot of people now say their businesses are falling apart. No one wants to come back. One person in a warehouse doesn't even get sick, but there's a COVID test. Oh, we got to shut the whole warehouse down. So now they're saying this summer, currently, they're going to have about a third less fuel than we had the summer before the lockdown. And so they're saying there'll be gas shortages that's already happening across the country. So see, that's how this works. Less people want to go to work. Productivity goes down. Supply chain breaks down. There's more currency to buy more things. People are trying to buy more things. And it accelerates the inflation that can send people jack up prices. Because you have to. Let me explain that. If I can get plenty of body's ultimate turmeric formula, it's a big hit, 95% humanoid, people take it. People already love turmeric. They take this. They go, wow, this is the best turmeric I ever took. It would fund everything. I can't ever get it. 6 months later, I get a small supply, one-third of what we ordered. Well, then tomorrow, I said today, but I've been too busy with new specials, I'll go to full price on it because I got to fund myself. So if I have a limited amount to fund myself, I've got to sell it for full price because I need that extra money to operate. And the prices on raw materials have already gone up, so I need more money to buy more. It's a chain reaction. So a lot of the trucking companies went out of business. A lot of the people said, hell, I'll just go on a paycheck from the company. And the companies are still paying out, and so there's not enough truck drivers. And so there's not going to be gas. There's not timber for houses. There's not, farmers are giving up. Food production's way down. Because a lot of people had to slaughter their milk cows. Because cows produce a lot of milk. You got to pump the milk. People are like, why are they throwing away millions of gallons of milk a day? Well, because the cows keep producing it, and if they're in trucks to pick it up, and nobody's there to buy it, you have to throw it away. You dump it in the ditch. You have a complex economy, and when you, it's like a fishing line you throw out, and you jerk the line the wrong way, and it snarls up in a big ball. And now the economy snarled up, and they knew this. They have a very complex economy, and they shut it down, and all their big companies doubled and tripled their profits. Everybody else went bankrupt, but everybody was getting a check, so, hey, let's just go drink. You know, I went on a couple of vacations this year, and I'd just be sitting there in a hot tub. Yeah, I'm going bankrupt, but I get a little check. I'm just going to drink and have fun. Everybody I talked to was being laid off or losing their job, but been given a severance package, and so we're just waiting to go bankrupt in 6 months. And now we're a year later, and it's happening. So here's a big article about it from the Von Meese Institute on Infowars.com. Thanks to trillions in easy money, employers can't find enough workers. See, everybody's sitting on their ass. Klaus Schwab knew they'd do this. Thought, oh, the gravy train goes forever. No, now you're going to live under a bridge. Took a lot to build this economy. Now it's cattywampus. If you're tired of binge-watching Netflix, there are likely a few restaurants in your neighborhood who would love to hire you. A job might help with the boredom. And it just goes on to say, no one can get anyone to even work. With extra money, with all this flooded currency, that is going to cause incredible inflation. Here's another article. Rotten apple. New York as dead as it was a year ago. And people just aren't coming back, and they're keeping it locked down, and that's how it works. The globalists want to devastate our economy for a decade or so, then come back and buy it up for pennies on the dollar. Here's another one, Pennsylvania man. Get to that later. Here's another article. One bank warns soaring food prices will lead to social unrest. 76% increase in the index of food orders and purchases that have already been made on crops that are growing now. So in the next 5 to 6 months, globally a 76% increase. I know I keep harping on this, but it's going to cause an explosive amount of crime and civil unrest. And it just goes on from there. Big lie. Biden says $4 trillion infrastructure bill has overwhelming bipartisan support. Not a single Republican supports it. And only 6% goes to roads. It's not even an infrastructure bill. It won't even do real jobs. It goes to transgender studies and Black Lives Matter. And there's incredible footage I'm going to play coming up of South African armored vehicle carrying cash, survives massive assault, gunshots, and ramming. Let's look at what a first world economy looks like under communism when we come back. And it just goes on from there. So they have orchestrated the controlled collapse of civilization. It's going to get absolutely crazy. And yes, I'm going to run this till next Wednesday, and that's the last day they're going to do it. We have the largest supply of high-quality, storable food, the largest selection recently made. I mean, it's usually like a day or two old. That's how well packaged it is and how fresh it is. Ready to ship to you from one of five warehouses in the U.S. They are shipping within 24 hours of your order anywhere in CONUS. That is in the continental United States. They also ship to Hawaii, Alaska, and other countries. PrepareWithAlex.com is the lowest price, 10% off additionally our regular lowest prices, and way below what My Patriot sells anything for. It's their full catalog. They're in our back end. They take the orders. 10% off, and I would get storable food. I promote what I believe in. I told you food prices would go up. They've already gone up. They're going to have to go up again soon. I would get storable food. Insurance you can eat now while you still can. You've got 8 days until it goes back to regular price. It's still a great deal. And believe me, soon there'll be runs on it. There'll be lines. There'll be waits to get it within 6 months, we believe. So I can get your storable food now before everybody else at InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Stay with us.
14 months ago, I began to say on the broadcast every day, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. We have such a complex civilization with so many billions of moving parts. that when you shut down the first world, it causes a chain reaction that will devastate the third world and really hurt the first world. Well, now you're hearing about gas shortages all over the United States. That's because the companies and the systems and the drivers that could barely get the job done before delivering gas have been shut down. Plus, the Keystone Pipeline's been shut down, along with other pipelines. The left is now blowing up dams across the U.S. We're being shut down. Our coal power plants are off as well. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be a total slave. The third world is imploding as well. The borders have been removed. Until you wake up, and this is a globalist Chi-Com takeover, Gregory said, you have no hope. They're announcing that there will be less than two-thirds of the gas needed this summer. So they told you that you're under lockdown one way or another, and CNN laughed at you and your family.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Look at the shoes you're filling. Look at the blood we're spilling. Look at the world we're killing.
Well, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am really glad that Roger Stone was able to join us today. Because we are dealing with the weaponization of the Justice Department against all of the people that in any way, at any level, are criticizing the system. And it is extremely, extremely dangerous. So again, Roger Stone joins us. I'm very thankful he's able to join us. Look at what's already on my plate today. Do you see this? The disinformation dozen. why platforms must act on 12 leading online anti-vaxxers, including Dr. Joseph Mercola, medical doctor, now being threatened with death if he doesn't take down papers about vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc, which is on the NIH's own website. That you have to have that or you die. Here's another one. New York Times, NBC, and WAPO retract claim that FBI warned Rudy Giuliani he was targeted by Russian influence. Oh, yes, the fact that Biden was doing corrupt stuff in Ukraine, that was a Russian lie. Biden didn't get on C-SPAN at the CFR and say that he had the prosecutor fired investigating Hunter and he. No, he did. And so in this report that I have right here, Dr. Mercola, it's posted on Infowars.com, talks about why he's pulling his articles about vitamin D, C, zinc, and COVID-19, and he quotes this document that says everyone, this is put out by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation spokesperson, that criticizes vaccines, questions vaccines, or talks about alternative treatments to COVID, needs to have the military shut them down or frustrate them. And then we have Biden and Psaki and all of them saying, we're going to use the military on Trump supporters now. And you have all these people in dungeons that were nonviolent at the Capitol in solitary confinement. Even Elizabeth Warren has said it's wrong, not being released for 3 months plus. And then you've got people that weren't even in the Capitol, like Nick Fuentes, on no-fly list. And you've got Roger Stone SWAT-teamed. And you've got them now, the Justice Department, suing him. This is the persecution. And they say anti-vaxxers are extremists. So it's not enough to censor doctors off the internet. When they talk about the lies of COVID and the fraud and the PCR test, they're attacked. So, Roger, I was already going to bring this up to you. I originally had you on about you and General Flynn and the great stuff you're doing and also some Trump news. But you wanted to get into this, and that's exactly what I wanted to ask you about. FISA court doc shows FBI looked for domestic terrorists without warrants. Report. Now that's illegal. And they were in Giuliani's iCloud illegally. Army reviewing investigation into Michael Flynn's dealings with Russia. They brought that back out. So this is 1,000 times what Nixon dreamed of, 10,000 times what McCarthy did. I mean, this is real, as Alan Dershowitz said, this is real banana republic stuff. Any way you slice this is totally illegal. Give us your take on it and what America should do in the face of this onslaught.
Well, Alex, first of all, I want to thank the folks at Big Daddy Unlimited who allowed us to jump in at the last minute and use their terrific broadcast facilities so that I could speak to you. These folks are strong supporters of the Second Amendment. They're revolutionizing the online gun store. They're good, solid Americans. They're huge fans of InfoWars, and they were kind enough to let us jump into their studio today. So now let's get to the topic. You know, there's a long history of governmental abuse of some of these agencies. Franklin Delano Roosevelt used the IRS very aggressively to harass his political opponents. There's a great memo that Robert Kennedy, as Attorney General, wrote to his brother talking about how to use the IRS to harass the Chamber of Commerce and other pro-free enterprise organizations. Joe Biden, as a Senate Judiciary Committee chairman, tried to use his power to lean on the IRS, pardon me, to harass conservatives. But this has come to an entire new level. First of all, you have the Army under Joe Biden announcing that they're going to reopen investigations into General Mike Flynn and his contacts with the Russians and his other foreign contacts. But that's a little strange because Robert Mueller had unlimited legal power, an unlimited budget, 600 or 700 lawyers working for him, and he could find nothing against this great American patriot. Then at 6 o'clock in the morning, as we all saw, not shocking for me, they raided the President of the United States' personal attorney's home and office, Rudy Giuliani, to take his electronic devices, to take all of his records except for one. They weren't interested in the hard drive that pertained to the misconduct of Hunter Biden. They left that behind. And of course, as you pointed out, after their failure to roll me up in the phony witch hunt 1.0, the Russian collusion hoax, They've now come back and are suing me for interest and penalties in a civil suit for taxes that I have already paid off with an extraordinary effort over a three-year period. This is political harassment of the opponents of the Biden administration. This is a misuse of our justice
department. And it's only accelerating. I mean, how bad do you think it's going to get? Because you go on Twitter, all they call for is us to be killed, put in prison. They're like a frothing group of Bolsheviks or something.
Yeah, and I think people need to understand exactly how this works. So when anything reaches critical mass on Twitter, for example, confiscate all firearms, arrest Alex Jones, or even crazier stuff. The newsrooms at the New York Times and the Washington Post, which, by the way, there are 2,000 reporters now working for the Washington Post, and about 20% of their journalistic output is going into a print newspaper. The other 80% of their reporting, is going online. So they're getting their cues from these fanatics, from these haters on Twitter, and that's what leads the paper. That's what they send their investigative reporters out to go look into. It's a vicious chain, but I had real hopes that the Justice Department would go back to having the more traditional role that they used to have under American presidents and be entirely.
But they're not. They're using anti-terrorism to get around things and use it against American people. What Democrats warned of back with the Patriot Act 20 years ago. So this is textbook. And like I said, they're even saying use it on medical doctors that talk about vitamin D. I spent hours covering. They say use the CIA, use the military, interdict them, shut them down, arrest them. I mean, this is corporations frothing. It's big corporations are the real fascists here trying to silence us. This is, where are the Republicans? I guess Kevin McCarthy's too busy in the marital bed with Frank Luntz.
Look, it's really extraordinary because they're literally shredding the Constitution. They're conducting raids with no probable cause. They're ignoring due process rights. People are being targeted for their political beliefs. They're not being targeted because they have any evidence of an actual crime. They're being targeted.
Let's say it's illegal as hell, and on a scale of 1 to 10 of tyranny, it's a 10. It is a gigantic, bloody red flag. It's outrageous.
I think you're understating it. It is, it's a political vendetta, whether it is the assault of Matt Gaetz or the new attacks on General Flynn or the outrageousness of surveilling an official envoy of the President of the United States when he meets with a foreign leader. If you look at the list of people that they want to, whose conversations they were surveilling in the Giuliani case, they're all government officials investigating the misconduct and the corruption of the Biden.
They're using the power of the state to protect their criminal activities.
J. Edgar Hoover would be rolling in his grave. This is well beyond the kind of excesses you had at the FBI in the 60s and 70s. This is just taking it to a whole new
level. And you
know
what that means, Roger. Let's talk about it when we come back. When they go this far, they're going to go all the way. And what is all the way when we come back? And let's talk about Matt Gaetz. If Matt Gaetz was involved in any type of real pedophilia, I'd say nail his ass to the wall. I'd say put him in prison. But they never produce anything but more BS, more lies, more edited text messages out of context. And no discussion of Alita Express, no discussion of real pedophilia, no discussion of Tony Podesta and publicly saying he has a pedophile collection of paintings and photos. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Look, I know the guys that actually trained the FBI and the CIA in close quarters combat. I'm friends with a bunch of them. They're great guys, combat vets. Now, the average FBI agent's not even a bad person. But the top is rotten and run by the globalists and compromised with the communist Chinese. And you already see a couple of FBI agents get killed in Florida on that raid on pedophiles. God bless them. They get killed. So I know they're good FBI agents. Some of them got arrested at the Capitol claiming they breached it. They didn't. But, I mean, you talk about playing with fire here, Roger. Saying that 12 doctors are terrorists and Bill Gates Foundation wants Joe Biden to use the military on them, and then Psaki's on TV saying we're going to use the military, and then Biden says if you support Trump, you're a white supremacist, and that's terrorism. I mean, they're saying they're going to do this. And the ADL said, arrest Mark Zuckerberg because he doesn't let us run his Facebook. And then he put the head of the ADL, Greenblatt, on the board. They talked about arresting me at the ADL summit. And this is scary. It doesn't scare me if I'm going to hide under a table, but man, imagine getting up on TV and saying arrest Alex Jones or arrest Roger Stone and they raid Giuliani, the lawyer of the president, and we're illegal surveilling the president during the first impeachment. That's a total violation of separation of powers. It's when the CIA was spying on Dianne Feinstein, it was wrong. This is outrageous, Roger. And then, so let's talk about the remedies to this and where does it go next if Congress or the governors or somebody doesn't start pushing back on this power grab?
Well, first, I think the most important thing to recognize is that all of this is in violation of our First Amendment rights. I mean, we have an absolute free speech right to express our views, whether it is that the irregularities and the anomalies in the 2020 election require further examination, or whether you are skeptical about whether vaccinations are safe, or whether you are opposed to the efforts to stop the online sale of ammunition, which is currently legal in this country, or you want to stop gun sales or sales of gun parts. You're allowed to say all of these things. It is your absolute right to express your opinion. So we are seeing here the surveillance, the framing, and the prosecution potentially of people who've done nothing other than express their opinions, which are contrary to the views of the Biden administration. It is really extraordinary. It's really the most radical thing I've ever seen.
And Roger, I totally agree with you. You're always having problems with your earphones, but that's okay. We're going to use some specially fitted ones. Your suit does look very nice. Shifting gears to Matt Gaetz, I've been attacked by the left. Oh, look, Jones, the anti-pedophile crusader, supporting Congressman Gaetz. I've seen them try to frame people before. They say 5 years ago he didn't know somebody was 17. The guy that is saying all this is he got in trouble for framing people and reportedly faking people's identities. I know you know him. I don't know the truth about any of this. I'm simply saying I'm not hearing a word about Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Gaetz, the Leader Express, the Clintons, which kidnapped 14-year-old girls, put into sex slavery, real stuff. I'm not hearing anything about the ongoing pedophile rings and the Podestas. I'm hearing about Matt Gaetz all day, who's being targeted and who said he was being blackmailed, and he's not being charged, so they get to hold that evidence over his head. Very, very suspicious. If they've got the evidence of what they're saying, put it out. But then the women went forward to CNN and said, well, I was 25, and he was really nice, and there were no underage girls there. A whole bunch of women went forward with exculpatory evidence for him, and the media spun that against Gaetz and went, oh, my gosh, 5 years ago, he was having sex with 25-year-old women and drinking whiskey. And once they saw him, maybe take a pill. I mean, again, that's not sex slavery. And if conservatives can't deal with that, fine. He's a playboy. He never said that he was a perfect, you know, guy. In fact, he tried to decriminalize drugs. So all I'm saying is that they're trying to like act like, oh, look, you know, Matt Gaetz is a pedophile ring runner, covering up for the real pedophile rings. That's my issue.
This is particularly annoying because, yes, I did have a brief text correspondence with Joel Greenberg, who was the elected Seminole County tax attorney, and I did recommend an attorney for him, and I did ask that his attorneys write a memo to a prospective potential attorney for him. That's not a confession letter, as it was described in Esquire magazine, but they don't talk about my also telling Mr. Greenberg that he ought to reach out to the Lord, that he ought to put himself in God's hands. I sent him Proverbs. I sent him Psalms. I sent him the kind of things that people sent me when I was in the scope of Robert Mueller, when I was in his crosshairs. They don't report any of that. I made this very clear. I had no involvement in this guy's case. I took not a dime from him. I tried to recommend an attorney. And there's nothing improper here. I never lobbied on his behalf. But more importantly, I have yet to see an iota, a scintilla of actual evidence or proof that Matt Gaetz did anything wrong. I keep reading the claim, the accusation in the fake news media, but I haven't seen anything that actually document that's true other than at this point the ravings of a guy who's in deep trouble and will say anything whatsoever that his government torturers are holding over his head to try to get a more lenient sentence. It is, it's a lynching of Matt Gaetz, and it's wrong.
Well, let's expand on that, and that's one reason I wanted to get you on here. I think Matt Gaetz is a good orator. He's been against the censorship. He's been pro-gun. He's really a libertarian Republican, and I think he's good in Congress. Why does, when they attack him, doesn't he have a press conference and say, Hunter Biden is in photos naked with his niece, saying he had sex with her? We have the diary of of Hunter's sister saying Joe used to screw her. We have all the thousands of photos and videos they confirm of him saying, I work for Chinese intelligence, and we have the audio of it. He should have a press conference and play all that and say, I tell you what, once you put Hunter in prison and Joe in prison, and once you do all that, then you can talk about 5 years ago, did somebody snake a 17-year-old in that looked 25 and then we don't even have any proof of. It's all BS. So, again, that's my issue. Why doesn't Gates go on the attack and talk about the Lolita Express and Bill Gates and the Clintons and the Democrats and the Podestas? Why does he sit there and let them beat the living hell out of him? I'm not saying he's guilty of something else, maybe, but it doesn't look good. He needs to go on the attack.
I couldn't agree with you more. I do think he's been out there counterpunching, but I think perhaps we need to take a broader view. If they're going to harass me about my taxes, what about Hunter Biden, who took in millions from the Ukrainians and the Chinese? If they're going to harass Rudy Giuliani about his activities in Ukraine, which I believe to be entirely legal, what about Hunter Biden's activities in the Ukraine? Why, we even have a press blackout on that issue. You can't even read about it or hear about it. And now to take that great American patriot, Michael Flynn, who did nothing wrong, and open up new investigations to plow the ground that's already been gone over, this is perfect, in every case, a perfect example of the two-tiered justice system. One set of justice for Hunter Biden and the Biden family and their cronies, and all Democrats, and then anyone else who shares a contrary political view, whether you're a Republican or a Christian or a libertarian or an info warrior, or whether you're a Second Amendment enthusiast or collector, you're going to be harassed. You're going to be treated differently. But these global elites, they are not prosecuted. Tucker Carlson said it last week better than anyone. Guys like John Brennan and General Clapper, who lied under oath about matters of great consequence to Congress, they go unprosecuted, but they target
Clapper
people.
Clapper said in, under oath, the NSA has never spotted an American ever.
And he denied that there was any metadata collection program being run by the CIA. That is a flat-out lie. By the way, where is he now? Why, he's teaching ethics at Vermont College, and he has a very well-paid
Where's gig. Hunter Biden? He's going to teach a piece on fake news down in New Orleans.
Well, he's just moved into a $4.5 million house in the Hollywood Hills, so he seems not to be hurting for cash. And, yeah, he's going to go to Tulane in New Orleans to talk about ethics and the fake news media. They haven't announced the date of that yet, but I'm thinking going down maybe taking in his lecture.
I wonder if he'll give lessons on their weird pedophile family where they all have sex with each other.
It's very strange, but where can you read about any of that in the mainstream media? We have a media blackout going on where they take and they manufacture misconduct about anybody who's an opponent, screaming in their headlines complete falsehoods, yet they shield Hunter Biden and other Democrats from any scrutiny whatsoever.
All right, let's do five more minutes ahead of Paul Joseph Watson taking over. Stay there. We'll come back in 2 minutes, do a quick interview, finish up with Roger Stone, and then Paul Joseph Watson, as usual, is loaded for bear. He is going to come out of the gate screaming at six after. So that's going on. I extended it one day. It will be over tomorrow. I've just been so busy, I haven't cut new ads for the new specials. So the turmeric, ultimate turmeric formula, 50% off. That's going to end as soon as I can shoot the new ads. I got super busy with Bill Gates and his announced divorce last night. I was up until 8 o'clock doing a piece on that. But last day to get ultimate turmeric formula, 50% off.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.